The devastation left by what was Hurricane Michael is becoming more clear today. The storm has killed at least two people, a man in Florida and an 11-year-old girl in Georgia. And for some, the danger is not over. Here's FEMA Administrator Brock Long.
Right now, the focus is truly on life safety and making sure that we are helping people who may be trapped and pushing through and doing damage assessments to make sure that we fully understand where we need to coordinate our response efforts.
Joining us now is Jeff Huffman, chief meteorologist with the Florida Public Radio Emergency Network. Jeff, where is Michael today?
Jeremy, Michael is moving into the North Carolina region. It has quickly moved through South Carolina this morning, and over the next few hours, some of the heaviest rain from this will be near the Raleigh-Durham area, Fayetteville, Greenville, North Carolina, the center of that storm passing near Charlotte. Still a tropical storm, and likely will stay officially a tropical storm all the way to the coast there at the Mid-Atlantic states, with winds in the 40 to 50 mile per hour range and some heavy rain.
Well, and as Michael passes over the Carolinas, this is the area that was already hit by Hurricane Florence. What are the concerns there?
Well, the heaviest rain from this, thankfully, is a little more located further inland into the mid-state and upstate region. Still very heavy rain, flash flooding concern big time in the hill country, but it is moving quickly. So, Jeremy, that is going to mitigate the flood risk. There's still going to be some runoff. Rivers that were, of course, at their crest of a week or so ago from Florence have come back down. They may come back up a bit, but we're avoiding an extreme event in the Carolinas because it's moving quickly.
And what about further up in the Northeast?
Well, we have to watch out for tornadoes. There's a tornado watch in effect for eastern portions of North Carolina, southeastern portions of Virginia till 9 o'clock tonight, I believe. And that risk will continue up into the Delmarva area. This will become a nor'easter, so there's going to be some coastal impacts in New England. The center of this, though, should stay just offshore. But certainly, this will be a far-reaching storm all the way up into the coastal regions of New York and Massachusetts and up into Maine even.
Michael, at its strongest point, was a Category 4 hurricane with 155-mile-per-hour winds, very close to Category 5. This is the same wind speed that we saw with Hurricane Maria when it hit Puerto Rico, one of the most powerful storms ever to hit the U.S. mainland. How did that happen?
Very warm water in the Gulf of Mexico, very light winds aloft. This has been a season where conditions in the central Atlantic have not been particularly favorable for tropical development. But it just it goes to show it doesn't really matter where a storm forms. As long as the conditions near and over it at the time can allow it to develop, it will develop very quickly. The intensity and the pressure was lower than Andrew when it came ashore. And it's one of these circumstances, Jeremy, that it was still kind of in a strengthening phase as it approached land. And we've had several hurricanes in the last decade that have weakened as they approached land. Just a reminder that that can happen, but the opposite can happen as well. They could be strengthening as they approach, and that's what Michael did.
How well did it hold up in terms of the forecasts of where it hit and the impact that it had?
Well, just like Florence, the track forecast from the Hurricane Center was really spot on here. And that's also a reminder that the track forecasts have improved remarkably over the decades, but the intensity forecasts are still very challenging. The science is still lagging behind a bit on forecasting exactly how intense a storm may be when it actually comes ashore.
You've tracked a lot of hurricanes, Jeff. What stood out to you about Michael?
I think probably how far inland the hurricane force winds stretched. We had, I think, officially a Cat 3 when it crossed into Georgia. The eye was extremely compact, and it just barreled through. It was 100 miles inland that there was still a calmness in the center of this storm. That, from a meteorological perspective, that's what's impressive. And I don't want to say that this is impressive, Jeremy, but right now I'm very, I guess it's worth noting that right now we only have two fatalities because I do believe people got the message with this. This one, even though it was only a 2 or 3 day preparation period, just goes to show you that the message is getting out on the dangers of these hurricanes.
Especially when you look at the devastation that we're already seeing in places like Mexico Beach, Florida. It's great that so far the level of fatalities is pretty low. Jeff Huffman, meteorologist with the Florida Public Radio Emergency Network. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Jeremy.